we've just are about to wrap up this fiscal year, going into another year. What kind of a year was it, would you say?
Well, we've had a good year at the department. We've gotten over all the cutbacks and difficulties that we had early on, and are going to finish this year with a comfortable surplus, not that it's going to carry over. We got some things we got to spend it on, like air conditioning system and vehicles and seed lab and so forth, but at least we're going to wind up with some money available to improve conditions at the department and consequently for our stakeholders.
I was going to say, since the day you took over, you've been doing cuts like crazy, cuts you don't want to have to do, but you've had to. So this is a year that we're kind of looking at a little better scenario there.
Yeah, this is the first fiscal year we're just finishing it, where we've had to hold responsibility, and our folks, our longtime employees and professionals at the department, and some of the folks that have come in with me to serve have done just a fantastic job, and they're the ones that deserve the credit.
There are so many issues out there that's going on, but you brought up kind of an interesting point in the fact that there are three main things that a lot of folks kind of look at and will be looking at over the future anyway, and that is water, food, and energy. And those are three things that are going to be very important throughout our lifetimes.
You're right, and that's one of the things that I think we tend to overlook, but certainly these things are ultra important right now, and one of or two or three of them are going to become critically important in our lifetime. So it's something that, and of course a lot of people are aware of it and working on it with research and development, but it's got to be done the right way and it's got to be done timely.
And one of those issues, number one on that list anyway, was water. And I understand there's some work being underway with water management issues in the state, right?
Yes, Alabama, for the first time, hopefully is going to be able to put together a working group, or has, Governor Bentley has put together a working group that's going to be able to come up with a comprehensive water plan that our legislature can take a look at and hopefully get us moving. Irrigation is going to become more and more important in Alabama, and we want to be sure that those folks are taken care of in long-range plans, and so we hope to be able to play a role there.
I know you've got some folks involved in your department too, right?
We do. Governor Bentley was, and I'm certainly grateful for him for including us on the list of state agencies that are working on this issue, and we hope to be able to represent particularly the rural and the agribusiness interest.
Fantastic. So obviously an ongoing thing, but 2013 with the fiscal year, 2012-2013 fiscal year just around the corner, what kind of a year are you looking for or hoping for anyway?
Well, we think we're going to have another good year because we always keep one eye on the general economy of the state and the nation. But the legislature was very good to us. We had some stakeholder groups that came to us and asked us to work with them and work with the legislature to raise some more money for our department, particularly to get some new equipment in the seed lab, for example. So we didn't raise anybody's taxes without there being a major part of the legislation that we passed, but that's going to give us a shot in the arm and a few more million dollars in our ag fund, which enabled the legislature to reduce the general fund dependence that we have. So without getting into a lot of numbers, we are really grateful to the Alabama legislature and Governor Bentley and our stakeholders that have been a part of all of this.